It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up later, we'll find out why reading and math test scores are stagnating for high school seniors.
First, every year, the Wisconsin Academy of Science, Arts, and Letters quarterly magazine, Wisconsin People and Ideas, holds a contest to showcase the works of emerging writers in Wisconsin.
The contest is divided into fiction and poetry categories, and this year's judges went through 585 poems and 69 fiction submissions before declaring the winners.
And we've got the first place winners from each category with us today. Fiction winner Karen Loeb is a professor of creative writing and literature at UW-Eau Claire. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
And we have the winner in the poetry category, Dion Kempthorne, writer and UW professor emeritus. He lives in the woods of Richland County. Dion, thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, I want to start with Karen. Your winning story, The Walk to Makino, takes place in a neighborhood in Japan. Can you give us some of the background, the inspiration behind writing it?
Sure. A lot of my fiction is driven by geography, and Chicago has often been a backdrop. Florida has often been a backdrop, and I spent two separate residencies in Japan with my husband, teaching on an exchange program, and my father came to visit us, and from that grew the story. Although I fictionalized the events in the story, it is based on the relationship that I had with my own father, a kind of difficult relationship, as parent-children relationships often are. And it explores that relationship. The father and daughter in the story don't know each other very well. And the daughter isn't aware that the father is declining mentally until he actually is in her house and experiences his fears that don't really seem rational anymore.
And one of the things that struck me reading the story is a fleeting chance moment that leads to the father talking about the daughter's childhood. What is it about those little fleeting moments that can maybe make that connection that isn't always sparked otherwise?
Right. And I think you're talking about when they look into the bar and they see the cat nursing mm-hmm. the kittens, and then the father makes a comment about Rachel, the daughter, when she was an infant. And she is struck by that because he never really talked about her childhood before, and he's not willing to go back there once she brings it up again. And it's like he's closed the chapter on that family when he left the family. And yes, a moment like that can provide an opening, but the door closes, at least in her case and in his case, closes almost as fast as it opens.
It's such a unique moment in a way, but it feels universal. I remember my late grandfather who never talked about his experience in World War II. And one night, nobody had any idea what triggered it. He talked to us for about an hour about it. And, mm-hmm. and then that was it. I think that's something that every family can feel in a relationship with someone. There's maybe that one time where we had that open door.
Right. Yeah, I agree. He won't go back there. Mm-hmm. He volunteers in the story some information about her mother, but the father and mother have been divorced for many, many years, so she just can't pry any more information out of him after that.
And can you share a brief passage from your story if you have something?
Sure. I've got a 30-second and a 1 minute. Which would you prefer?
I still want to get to our poet, so if you've got the 30-second handy, that would be great. Yeah.
So the father and daughter are walking to a store. That's the main action mm-hmm. of the story. And they, in the store, they're buying whole wheat bread, and this is a conversation. "The slices are too thick," her father says. "That's how they are, double-sized. I usually slice them in half." She gives two loaves to her father, and she carries two to the checkout. "There are only 5 slices in this bag, Rachel." "It's okay, Dad. I'll make them into 10 when we get home. Maybe they have another brand with thinner slices." "That's it, Dad. That's what they have." And it just kind of, it's just a very small moment in the story, and the father, but it shows the father struggling with being in a place that he's not used to, and that's what I can do in 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for giving us that taste of the story. That was Karen Loeb reading from her award-winning story in the fiction category in this statewide writing contest we're talking about. Let's turn to the poetry category now with Dion Kempthorne. Dion, your poem is Liturgy of the Swallow. I, in a way, hate to ask what a poem is about. I'll ask you to read from it in a minute. But what is your poem about? What is it tackling?
Well, I think in general, I mean, on the surface, it's about observing a bird in church. Mm. And one can draw from the observation of the bird what some of the sentiment of the poem is. So it's full of wordplay, as it were, and birdplay. But in terms of theme, I think the general appeal of the poem, should it have one, is the appeal to everyone who's ever felt like they are trapped in a situation, not necessarily in a church with any concerns for religion, but perhaps in a lecture hall where Dion Kempthorne is talking too long with his poem, or perhaps on a job, or perhaps in a bad marriage, or perhaps in an MRI machine. So I think it's a poem about flight, and in some ways about ascension, and about the human need, whether it's in the NASA space program or in our stargazing in the evenings or are just looking up for some kind of salvation. It's about the flight of the bird impressing us in his effort to escape the contraption of the human building and civilization with his natural flight. But I could read it.
And Dion, yeah, I was going to say, could you please read Liturgy of the Swallow to us?
This takes about exactly 1 minute, I think, Rob.
Okay.
You may remember the one-minute Shakespeare program.
I do.
This will be your one-minute church. You'll be good for the week. Liturgy of the Swallow. While Cardinal Swanson flares his satin sleeves on high to let fly the word of God, the little bird, swift and sweet as a stolen kiss, having lost its way in, seeking a way out, tries flying some dazzling demonstrations of flight above the heads of a gaping congregation, dives way down to sway a swerving choir, swoops way up to light on the barbed brow of Jesus, pauses there to perch a parable on the virtues of an open window, then sets off on a mission of light and thuds like a Bible into a muddled rainbow of leaded glass, drops as dead, but dangles from the sill, then flutters up to cling to a leaded seam of sky, and hangs there faintly, pecking at the pane of Sebastian, its sleek wings drawn in, its forked tail trembling, in back a baby crying.
And Dion, I always wonder, with poetry or many other forms of artistic creation, how much do you want people to get your meaning here, and how much do you want them to take it and interpret it, as you say, in ways that they may have felt trapped in their lives?
My feeling is that a good poem really is open to interpretation, and I don't begin with an intent for a meaning so much as an image, something that's caught my eye. It might be a bird in church or a dog tied to a parking meter or an overheard conversation at the Quick Trip. So I think the poem, if it's good, has a broad application and should have many implications, I think.
Well, Dion, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, you're most welcome. Thank you.
And Karen Loeb, thanks to you as well.
Thank you so much.
So a poem with a flying bird and a story that starts with a flight of a father from the United States to Japan. We've been hearing from the winners of this year's Wisconsin People and Ideas Fiction and Poetry Contest, Karen Loeb, with her story winning in the fiction category, Dion Kempthorne on the poetry side.